A sign outside a Pinellas Park business reads, "One Nation Under Obama." Is it a violation of a sign ordinance, or is it speech protected by the First Amendment? Pinellas County Code Enforcement calls it a violation of the county's freestanding sign ordinance, but the man who erected the sign, Randy Hine, told the Pinellas Board of County Commissioners Tuesday morning that he will fight for his constitutional rights.
This sign is a political speech sign, and I believe it's protected under the Constitution of the United States. And I don't think it's proper for a government to try and take away my constitutional rights for expressing my personal opinion on my own land that I paid for.
The sign is located at the business Hine owns called Rockin' Cards and Gifts. During Tuesday's meeting, he asked county commissioners to call off the county's code enforcement team from enforcing the ordinance against his embattled sign. Pinellas County Administrator Robert LaSala told the board that the sign's message is not the issue.
That request isn't in keeping with your code. It is a freestanding sign that doesn't belong within this property classification. That's the problem.
Hine told the board that his attorney, Luke Leroux, who has also represented business owner Joe Redner in free speech issues, was ready to take this issue to federal court.
The ACLU and my attorney, Luke Leroux, takes a different position on this. And if you remember from the past, the last time we went to court, it cost the county about $150,000. Are you ready to spend $250,000 to take this all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Commissioner Neil Brickfield said he is concerned about the county's liability.
I just don't want to be walking our county over a code enforcement issue into a First Amendment battle, which is going to cost us thousands and thousands of dollars. People have a right to put up political statements.
Pinellas County Attorney Jim Bennett says that Hine has alternatives to the large freestanding sign.
So this individual could put that message on his commercial sign all day long if he wanted to. The question is, do we allow the accumulation of additional structures contrary to the code, and would restricting that impose an inappropriate limit on First Amendment speech? And we, when these things come in the door, we look at them very closely.
Hine says his attorney thinks that freedom of speech trumps a local code ordinance. He told the commission he plans to keep the sign up for only 90 days. Hine has photographs of people vandalizing his sign, but they have not been caught.
Well, just before the election, I put up a sign that said "One Nation Under Obama" with spray paint on a 4x8. And within days, it was X'd over and the word God was painted over the name Obama. Then right after the election, when Obama won, I stuck that sign up again and they defaced it again.
Hine has tangled with people who believe in religion before. The St. Petersburg Times reported that 14 people picketed his property last month. After the original acts of vandalism, Hine erected a larger freestanding sign, which led to the code citation from the county.
I put up a bigger sign in honor of President Obama's inauguration. That didn't last but 3 days and somebody paintballed it. Then within 2 or 3 weeks, somebody came and painted black over the word Obama and pasted the word God on there. Now, the original intent was to honor our president and create unity.
Also on Tuesday, the Pinellas County Commission scheduled a meeting to vote on new emergency medical response standards on Friday, March 20th. At that meeting, the commission could approve new rules for emergency dispatchers to quickly decide how severe an emergency is when someone phones 911 so that an appropriate response can be sent. The commission also put off a decision on allowing St. Petersburg to dredge the exit channel of Coffee Pot Bayou because environmentalists have concerns about bird nesting habitat on an island less than half a mile away. They scheduled a public hearing for March 17th. Will Davis, the county's director of environmental management, said the city of St. Petersburg does not require a public hearing to dredge the Coffee Pot Bayou exit channel.
I do not think there's any danger to or would have any impact whatsoever to the nesting bird population in this area. All the proper controls and engineering precautions will be taking place as part of the project for the dredging as well as the disposal.